Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
John chapter 10. Thank you, Jesus. That strange movement in your body. That harassment in your dream. That affliction in your body. Any planting of the devil in your body, dry up now. Shalakatakaya. John chapter 10, verse 10. Eba solo bolo bolo bria da batele bahash. Eka baba bataya. He said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Father, we ask that to breathe upon your word this morning way beyond the letters. Let the spirit of the word jump at us. Let every work of the devil, let every affliction, let every disease, let every dead or dying organ come back to life in the name of Jesus. As we look into your word today, you said you sent your word and you healed us and delivered us from all our destructions. Today, everyone appointed for death, everyone with any strange planting of the enemy in their life, by the instrumentality of your word, they are drying up now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' precious name, please have your seats briefly as we look into God's word this morning. Keep playing. The thief cometh not but to steal, he says. Look at the progression. He comes to steal. He comes to kill. Then he comes to destroy. Look at the progression. The enemy comes to steal. Then he comes to kill. Then he comes to destroy. The devil comes to steal. The devil comes to kill. And then he comes to destroy. The first assignment of the devil is to steal. What does the devil steal? The Bible says persecution shall arise for the sake of the word. The first thing the devil wants to steal is the word. He always comes for the word. When he came to Eve, he says, "Did God really say?" You see, the devil's target is the word of God in your heart. The devil's target is to steal that which the Lord has spoken to you. So he puts a symptom in your life to cause you to question your tenacity of the word. He puts a circumstance around your life to cause you to question the genuineness and the authority and the power in the word of God. Jesus said, "But I am come that you may have life. I am come that you may have life and that you may have it abundantly." He didn't come that you may have life, but going from hospital to hospital. He didn't come that you may have life, but have to maintain that life by drugs. He didn't come that you may have life, but going from one surgery to another surgery. He didn't come that you may have life, but going from dialysis to dialysis. He didn't come that you may have life and have to maintain that life by medical attention.
He came that you would have life and have it more abundantly.
A life that is free of illness and infirmity.
I am come. God wants you LD. God wants you LD. God wants you well. 3 John verse 2 says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospered. So number one key here is the key of knowledge. Knowledge is the basis for faith. You can't believe what you don't know. Knowledge is the first key. My people are perished for lack of knowledge, he says. My people are gone into captivity for lack of knowledge, he says. Psalms 82, he says, they know not, neither do they understand. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. He said, but I've said it. Ye are gods.
You see, the way Sally Berry tied this thing, it will take Holy Ghost to lose it.
Ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. I like it. Amen. But they know not. He says, so they die like men. They die like men, Psalm 62 verse 5, and fall like one of the princes. You are not designed to die like mere men. You are not the kind of man that malaria should kill. You are not the kind of person that kidney failure should kill. You are not the kind of person that heart condition should kill, liver cirrhosis. There is nobody here that was designed to die by sickness. I am come that you may have life. Knowledge is the first key. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. Dumo, are you in the house? 2 Peter 1, verse 3 to 4. What does it say? 2 Peter chapter 1,
according
verse
3. According as his divine power has
yes.
given unto us,
yes.
all things that pertain
how
unto
how many
life.
Did he give unto us?
All things.
I can hear you, church.
All things.
Can I have some feedback this morning, church? Are you with me? How many things did he give it to you?
All things.
All things, yes?
That pertain unto life and
that
godliness.
Pertains to life. Does health pertain to life? Does prosperity pertain to life? Does fruitfulness pertain to life? All things that pertain to life and godliness. Help me, what does it say next?
Through the knowledge of him.
Through the knowledge. He gives us through knowledge. He doesn't give us through righteousness. A righteous man may suffer if he's ignorant. He gives us through knowledge. Help me, what does it say next?
Of him that had called us to glory and
yes.
virtue.
What does the next verse say?
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great.
Precious promises. Exceeding mighty. The promises of God in his word are given to us exceedingly. But given to us through knowledge. Yes, just through knowledge shall be divine. What do I need to know? Number one. I need to know that God is my healer. God is my healer. Number one, I need to know that God is my healer. Exodus 15 verse 16 says, I'm the Lord God that heals you. I'm not the one that buffeted you with sickness. You see, sickness does not work for God. God is not teaching you patience with sickness. Are you following me? Sickness is not a workout of God. God is not trying to teach you perseverance. He's not trying to teach you humility. God is not trying to teach you anything. God does not teach his children anything with sickness. Who is the teacher that Jesus Christ promised? The Holy Spirit is the teacher of the church, not sickness. If you want to hear it, learn humility. Learn it from the Holy Ghost. Don't learn it by sickness. If you want to learn patience, that's why you're a patient. You are too patient with the sickness, so they call you patient. Don't learn patience by sickness. Learn it by the Holy Ghost. No, number one, that God is my healer. He paid the price by himself. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 16 says that when he could not find anyone to pay the price, his own hand brought him righteousness. Isaiah 59 verse 16. His own hand, by his own hand, he brought our salvation. By his own hand, he brought our healing. God is my healer. God is not the one behind my sickness. This sickness came from Satan. Number two, God is not just my healer. God is willing to heal me. God is not just my healer. Number two, what do I need to know? God is not just my healer. God is willing. He doesn't just have the power to heal me, he has the willingness to heal me. You see, because I can have power and not be willing. Some of us have uncles that have power to help our lives, but they are not willing. You have uncles like that? People that have the capacity with a phone call, with a text message, with a letter of introduction, your life can change. They have the power. They are in the government. They have people in the government. They have people that they are connected with, but they will not help you because they have power but not willing. And yet there are people that have willingness but have no power. They explain, tire. No evidence. They want to help you, but they can't. They have good initiative, good intentions. They are nice people. If they had the power, they would have done this. I could give you anything only if I could. But they can't. And I don't blame them because they can't. But Jesus does not just have the power. He has the willingness to heal you. He's willing to heal you this morning. I must know that God is willing. He's willing to have all men healed. Give me 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Timothy, help me do more.
Who will have all men to be saved?
He will have how many men?
All men.
God wants all men saved. Okay? What is the next?
And to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
He wants all men saved. So if he wants all men saved, he wants all men healed. If Jesus Christ, you come here and say, how many people do you want healed? He will say, all men. All men. All men. He wants all men saved. He wants all men healed. Jesus does not decide who gets healed. Please listen to me carefully. Jesus does not decide. This morning, Jesus does not decide who gets healed. Jesus does not pick and choose who is going to heal. Jesus wants to heal all men. All men. He's not sitting down in heaven and crossing his legs and say, okay, she's prayed enough. She's cried enough. She's fasted enough. Let's get her healed. Oh, no. You didn't pray enough. Go back. Do you know that throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there was nobody that Jesus Christ turned back on the account that they were not qualified for healing? And says, you have not prayed enough. Did you see that in the Bible? Get thee hence. For thou hast not fasted enough. Get thee hence. Remain thou in thy infirmity. For thou hast not fasted enough. Get thee out from my presence. For I looketh upon thee, and thy hour of prayer be very low. Get thee away. Depart from me, O sick infirmity man. For thou shalt remain in thy sickness. For thou hast not paid thy tithes. Did you see anything like that? There was nobody that Jesus Christ turned their backs on, or turned his back on, because they hadn't done anything to qualify. Jesus does not pick who gets saved. This morning, if you ask Jesus, how many people do you want saved? He says, everybody. So he doesn't pick and choose. If he doesn't pick and choose who gets saved, he doesn't pick and choose who gets healed. Every day is God's day. The day you believe is your day. If you believe today, be healed today. He's willing to heal you. He's willing to heal you. Number three, you must know his will. You see that? I must know that he's my healer. I must know that he's willing. Number three, I must know his will. Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent forth his word. That's a sent word. He sent his word to me. I was sick on my sick bed, and he sent me that word. He said, Philip, I sent you my word. When I looked at it closely, I saw that sent was a past tense. He sent me his word. And I looked again, I saw that healed was a past tense. I said, he's healed me already. Then I looked again, and I saw that delivered was past tense. Jesus has done all he's ever going to do. Now is your turn to receive by faith what Jesus already made available by grace. He paid the price on the cross. He's not going to heal you this morning. It is you that will receive your healing this morning. He sent word. You must know his will. What is his will for you? You know, I know God's word by my fingers. I could quote it by my fingers. I know his will. It's important for you to know the will. You see, as a lawyer, a trained lawyer, I understand the power of a will. I understand that people who are benefactors of a will must know the content of their will. Because if you don't know the content of the will, then you don't know what has been written out for you. The Bible says that I know those things that are freely given to us. It's important for you to know what God has given to you. What's most beautiful about a will is that the will is testamentary. You see that? It means it doesn't come to life until the person who wrote it has died. You see that? That's what they call testament. The person who wrote it must die for the will to come to life. Do you get my point? And in every will, you are going to appoint someone who is going to enforce the will. You see that? The person who is going to enforce that will is an appointed person. Because when this man dies, somebody must be alive to ensure that the content of the will is followed. Are you following my point? So Jesus Christ wrote a will for you. In his word, he died to give the will power. Then he rose from the dead to personally execute the will. He's the only man in history who is personally enforcing his will. You see, what I love about the will of God is that the will of God does not need for me to die to go to heaven first. There was nothing that Jesus Christ died for me to go and enjoy only in heaven. When he promised me good health, this is where sickness is. This is where to enjoy good health. When he promised me prosperity, this is where lack is. This is where to enjoy abundance. You see, when a man dies, his will comes to life. The benefactor does not need to die first. Are you following me? So Jesus died to give power to his will. You don't have to die to enjoy good health. This is where to enjoy it. You must know his will. You must know his will. Ephesians 1 verse 21, help me the more. Ephesians 1, 21. What's that echo sound? Help me, Uncle Joe. Ephesians 1, 21, what does it say? Help me.
Far above all principality.
Far above, give me verse 20.
Which he wrought in Christ.
Yes.
When he raised him from the dead.
He raised him from the dead.
And set him at his own right hand.
Set him at his own right hand.
In heavenly places.
In heavenly places.
Far above all principalities.
Somebody say far above. Far above all principalities. Some of you are here. Far above. You see, they didn't even mention your village people. Because your village people don't even come into the categories. Their hierarchy is very low. They don't list them. Unlisted. Unknown. He's seated far above. And that's where you are seated in Christ. Far above all principalities. I mean, what above what again?
And power.
And powers.
And might.
And might.
And dominion.
And dominion.
And every name that is named.
So he puts a name there. Because the devil is an inventor. Every year, COVID-19, COVID-10, COVID-3, this one, leukemia, cancer of the lung, cancer of the bone marrow. So they put every name that is named, not only in this world. So when they wrote it that time, any name written there, under. Any name that will come in the future, under. You are seated far above. Principal, you need to know this. You need to know this. So when you are praying in your house, you are not first clearing the cobwebs. So there are children of God that don't know what, they don't know where they are seated. You are seated in heavenly place. You are not seated in a place. It's a placement. It's not a location. It's a position. So you can be seated on your WC and you are seated in heavenly places. You get my point? So you don't have to first clear the room. Say, Pastor, when I want to pray, I have to first clear all the demons so that I will create more space for my prayer to go through that space. How did you get there? Bible says you are seated far above. All these guys are way, way, way beneath you. He said, what about Daniel? Daniel had to pray and the Prince of Persia. Somebody say Prince of Persia. The Prince of Persia held down the prayer of Daniel. I said, but Daniel's not born again. Daniel didn't have the Holy Ghost living in him. Daniel was not seated in heavenly place. I'm still right in Christ. Daniel was not seated in Christ Jesus. The Bible says the greatest of all the prophets, the least person in the kingdom, the smallest, tiniest, weakest believer is greater than the strongest, mightiest, almightiest believer or prophet of the whole Testament. You are greater than Elijah. You are greater than Abraham. You are. you must know his will. Number two is faith. One, knowledge. Number two, faith. I would say faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. My time is up. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. So I don't mind repeating the same things because faith comes by hearing. Faith for healing comes by hearing. Faith for healing comes by hearing. Because it's come by hearing. I would have loved to call Oge anyhow this morning, but my time is up. My time is up. She comes by hearing. She was sharing her testimony with me yesterday. She said she started seeing her prayers since she was 10 years old. 10 years old. She'll share it maybe next week. Since she was 10 years old. And of course, she's way over 20 now. So that means she's had that ailment for over 10 years. And that she's never had a painless menstrual period. That it would be so painful that she would use a... Where's Ini? What's the name of that drug? Where's... Eh? Felvine. Don't let the niceness deceive you. Amen. God didn't design that you live by Felvine. Amen. Live by Him. Who's greater than Felvine? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And she has to use it every time. She said it becomes unbearable. She would weep. She would cry. She would weep. She's had that for over 10 years. Over 10 years. Over 13 years. And she sat on the word this month of August. She heard it over. And she said, I will not have this condition again. For the first time in over 13 years, she had a painless menstrual cycle. First time. Faith comes by healing. Menstrual cycle is not in the Bible. Don't accept it. Bible is superior to biology. Mary was way beyond menopause. She has even passed menopause. She's in menopause. She had a baby. What ovulation was Sarah ovulating? What ovulation was Mary ovulating as a virgin? And the word of God bypassed the limits of ovulation. The limits of a man and makes a virgin pregnant. The same one that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. The same one. I told you the story. My friend's wife was having miscarriage like paper. Four times miscarriage. I went to their house. Four times. The last time was about maybe 5 or 6 months. Ha! I sat in their living room and I shared God's word with them for 3 hours. What's that, 3 hours? Don't play with me. Don't play with me. I can share God's word with you for 6 hours. 3 hours! 3 hours! I went from one page to the other. From one page to the other. From one scripture. 3 hours! When I was done, I said, hold my hands! I prayed for 1 minute. Because our prayers are not answered because they are long. Our prayers are not answered because they are loud. Our prayers are not answered because we are plenty that we're praying it. Our prayers are answered because they are strong in faith. I pray for 1 minute. I say, be loosed now. He's sharing the word of God with them. I told them. I said, madam, the same Holy Ghost that makes you pray in tongues. This Holy Ghost that's making you pray in tongues. That was the Holy Ghost that came upon Mary. And Mary got pregnant without a husband. You have a husband. Your case is easier. You can't be barren. You have Holy Ghost. You have husband. Huh? How are you barren? Two husbands. The Holy Ghost overshadowed the virgin and she got pregnant. And now you have the Holy Ghost on your inside. You have husband and you are barren. God forbid. Come to barren. She got pregnant. Less than 1 month, I carried the baby in my hands. As the fruit of the womb. Faith comes. Time to low. Mark 11, help me do. Mark 11, verse 12. We're going to read verse 12 to 14. I'm going to round up here because I can't go beyond. My time is gone. Mark 11, 12 to 14. Yes, continue.
And on the morrow.
On the morrow.
When they were come from Bethany.
Yes.
He was hungry.
Yes.
And seeing a fig tree afar off.
Yes.
Having leaves, he came.
Follow me closely, yes.
If haply he might find anything thereof.
Yes.
And when he came to it.
Yes.
He found nothing.
He found nothing, yes.
But leaves.
Not leaves.
But the time of the figs was not yet.
Yes.
And Jesus answered and said unto
him. And I told you that Jesus answered a tree. I said it to you in this church.
that you don't answer something that has not first spoken to you. That tree told Jesus, you are not going to see anything to eat here. It's supper that will finish you here. Jesus answered the tree. Some of you, your back every morning is speaking to you. Every time you wake up, you hear crank. Your back say, I am the one that will kill you. You wake up in the morning, your eyesight is blurry. The eyes is speaking to you. I will not finish life with you. I will leave you in the middle of the journey. Your lungs are speaking to you. Your health is speaking to you. Your finance, your bank account is speaking. Speak back to that devil. Jesus Christ answered the tree. What did he say?
No man eats fruit of thee
no
hereafter forever.
Eat fruit of thee thereafter. Is that verse 14?
Yes, sir.
Bibles and the disciples heard it. So faith is voice activated. You speak. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. Because if you have faith as small as mustard seed, you speak to the mountain. Say that over and over. Faith speaks. Faith is not silent. Some of you are too silent. Devil is cheating you. You are too silent. Faith speaks. Goliath was speaking for 40 days. Nobody had the guts to talk back to him. Nobody had the guts to talk back to Goliath. Until David came and spoke back to that devil. Faith speaks. Faith is not quiet. He says he spoke and the disciples heard it. Speak. Speak. Faith speaks out of the abundance of your heart. Speak to your health. Speak to your stomach. That stomach ulcer is not God's plan for your life. Speak to it. That difficulty in hearing, something is moving in your body. Speak to it. Jesus spoke to a tree. Jesus spoke to the wind. Jesus spoke to the deaf. Jesus spoke to the dead. Jesus was always speaking. Speak. I told you the story before. My father died of diabetes. Diabetes. At age 57. Sugar diabetes, they would call it. And about 6 years ago, I started seeing sugar ants in my toilet. Sugar ants in my toilet, friends, my brothers and sisters. Sugar ants in my toilet in the office. Sugar ants in my toilet at home. So in the mouth of two toilets, a word. So I will not be confused. Satan was speaking to me. I'm going to kill you. Just like I killed your father. How many of you have felt fear creeping your heart before? You feel that strange feeling. Fear, horrible feeling. Creeping your heart. Is that we're going to die and leave the children behind? Are you sure? Is that your life is going to go? You're already seeing traces of what killed your father in your life, what killed your mother in your life. And Satan is whispering to you, you are going to die. You are going to die. You are going to die. This is just the end. You say, go for it, go for it, go for it, go for it. You don't respond to thoughts with thoughts. You respond to thoughts with words. Those things you call thoughts are the words of Satan. Satan is speaking to your mind. He's trying to break down every wall of faith in your spirit. So one day my friend came out of the office toilet and said, hey guys, you guys need to check yourself. Somebody has a problem in this office. And the person that had that problem, this is how to know you are the one. The toilet at home. And to be there too. I got up out of fury from my chair, walked straight into my toilet, and I spoke to the ants. I said, oh ants, hear the voice of the Lord. Be scattered, never to gather again. Went to my own toilet. I didn't greet anybody. Went straight to the toilet as I was getting home. Opened the door. They were there. Oh, ass! Hear the voice of the Lord. Be scattered. It's been 7 years now. They never gathered again. I never went for check. I never went for drugs. I never had any medication. And I never saw them again. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. Child of God, you are too silent. You are too silent. You are too silent. You are too silent. The only reason why they were able to kill Jesus was because he was silent. The Bible says he opened not his mouth. Ha! If the Messiah, the King of Kings, if he opens his mouth, he says, if I pray, a legion of angels will come down here. So he closed his mouth. The only Jesus you can kill is a closed-mouthed Jesus. The only believer you can kill is a closed-mouthed believer. Faith speaks. Last, faith acts. Faith acts. I'll finish this on Tuesday. Faith acts. You guys spoke to the tree and walked away. You see that? He didn't speak to the tree. I was checking to see if the tree heard. He spoke to the tree and walked away. See, I don't keep my problem in my presence. I don't keep looking at it. So I speak to the lump and I walk away. I speak to that growth and I walk away. I speak to that condition and I walk away. You see, I'm not staying back there checking to see if what I said worked. Jesus Christ spoke. You see, if you keep your problems right before, it's going to cause doubt in your heart because you become what you behold. So I take my eyes off what I'm going through and put my eyes on the word. The Bible says, why we look not at the things that can't be seen, but the things that cannot be seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but you can make it permanent by keep looking at it. You can make that condition. Don't wait for a physical manifestation. So you speak the word and you walk away. I spoke the word to the tree. The Bible says, the next morning, from verse 19, as they were going, they saw that the tree had dried up. And Peter says, oh my God, you won't believe it. Master, the tree whom thou crosses yesterday is withered away. The guy says, what do you expect? Have faith in God. I tell you this stuff. So you guys didn't stay there, wait for it to happen. It's withering from the roots. It's withering deeper than the level that you can see. So when you speak to that growth, it's with, the moment you speak, it starts withering. You see that? The moment you speak, it starts withering. The moment you speak, it starts withering. But the enemy keeps the symptoms the same. You see, the symptoms are the lies of the devil to make you believe that the sickness is still there. That you use the mouth that you used to speak against it to now use that mouth to say, "Abi, this thing did not go." Nay. You see, the moment you said that, you give Satan the authority to return back that which is already withering away. You have to stay on your word. Don't change your confession on the account. There was a friend of mine who had cancer, terrible cancer. And she had come to meet me to pray for her, and I prayed for her. And I looked at her, I said, "Look, I prayed for you. If I pray for you, you are healed. If I pray for you, you are healed. I tell you, you are healed." I said, "But you know what? Satan may come tonight and make the pain more unbearable than before." I said, "When Satan comes tonight, stand on the word. Don't change your confession. I'm healed. Don't put your eyes on it. Take your eyes off it. I'm healed. So I prayed for her. And that night was most unbearable for her. I told her in Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21. Jesus Christ was coming down from the mountain. And they had brought a child to him who was epileptic. And the child was epileptic. And the Bible says, the father said, this child sometimes will shake and fall into the fire or fall into the water. And Jesus Christ says, bring him to me. And the Bible says, he rebuked the devil. You see, when he rebuked the devil, you know what happened to the child? The child sprung, stretched, and hit the floor. Boah! And did as if he was dead. Everyone said, "Kai, this guy was alive before. Half bread is better than pop off. Eh? This guy was alive. What brought him here? He was at least, even if he's epileptic, at least. He's still alive." So people were saying, he's alive. He's dead now. Jesus Christ walked. He didn't even say anything. Picked up the boy, and the boy was alive. What was Satan doing? If it was some of us that say, "Hey, Mugbe, he's dead." So, and Satan would just follow like that. And so you see, sometimes when you start praying over a condition, it looks as though it's worsening. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? Satan is putting those symptoms out. He's an attention seeker. "Look at me, I'm still here. I needn't leave. Hey, shut up, you foul devil." I look away. I spoke the word, I looked away. Act your faith. Act as though God's word was true. Behave like you believe. When you say God has done it, he has done it. He has done it. There was a woman who's been waiting on the fruit of the womb for many years. And their pastor said, if anybody asks you, say, God has done it. God has done it, that's it. If they ask you, madam, how far now? God has done it. So she went home, and her mother-in-law asked, how far now? He said, God has done it. You must say, and died. God has done it. God has done it. God has done it. That was the devil behind that situation. God has done it. God has done it. How is your health? God has done it. How's your finance? God has done it. The pain is still there, but God has done it. Why we look not at the things that are seen, but things that are not seen. For God has done it. I read this morning. Lift your hands up. Pray in the Holy Ghost 1 minute. Bring the communion. Sheba, Rebakos, Ketelebarada, Ektelebede, Embaradash, Gadadadadiata, Echo, Papa, Preco, Fleke, Iki, Bambuka, Ledadadiata, every planting of the enemy, Androsoloko Bolosia, every stubborn wound, every stubborn condition, Ikuku Biliki, Ekabarande Kabele Kabeleta, Ekabarade Kabaradeka, Ikaba Babosia, Ikabareda. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let your prayer language flow. Speak into your body. Speak into your body. No sickness allowed. No sickness allowed here. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God dwells here. Here in my body. Here in my body. Here in my body. Ika, mamba, mambra, herate, kash, ilagabata yama, eporosia, ika, pate, ekatelebata. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Ika, rabate, escopa, kato, sote, elekwa, quack, 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 quate, embarabaha, halaba, 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 halaba. Oh, yeah, pray. Today is the day. Today is that day. Today is that day. Today is that day that the Lord spoke about. On the day of salvation. Today is the day of healing. Oh yeah, pray. The end of fruitlessness. That condition you are afraid of. Tonight. No more. No more. It has plagued your family. Your mother had it. Your grandma had it. But it ends with you. It ends with you. Oh yeah, pray, pray. Ilakwe baye. Hepa, kate, rata, sharababataya. Ika babababababa. And bam 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 bam. Oh yeah, pray. Pray. Kalalabalaliate.
Inherited sickness. It was in your mind.
mother. It was in your father. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. He's living now. Spoke to me. If you're here and there's something hereditary, there's an hereditary sickness, breast cancer, diabetes, hypertension. You see that? If you're here, every blood related condition is getting healed here. If you have any bone condition, if you have any bone condition, a lady shared a testimony with us yesterday. She was in Russia when the war started, and the army broke into where they were and began to shoot sporadically. And in the attempt to run, she fell and broke a kneecap. She came back with broken kneecap, and she couldn't kneel, and she couldn't sit without having to stretch her leg. And sometimes she has difficulties in church. Last two Sundays, I said, anyone with a kneecap issue should come out. You remember I said that last two Sundays? I said she couldn't even come out because she was just there with her legs stretched. But I said, whether you come out or not, you know, I said that even if you don't believe, you'll be healed. Did I say that? Yeah. So she said she sat there and handed out, and the power of God touched her. And that she couldn't believe that her knee was healed instantly. That she stretched her leg, there was no pain. She went home because she didn't believe it. She waited for 3 weeks. She waited for 3 weeks before she could not hold it. She had to share with me yesterday. She said, ah, Pastor, I'm healed. I'm healed, totally healed. No medication, no drug. Healed completely. If you're here and you have high discharge, you have glaucoma, you have cataract, you have any kind of eye condition, I want you to believe God for healing this morning. Do you believe that there's no heal, there's no sickness that Jesus cannot heal? Yes. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, I receive by faith that which you have made available by grace. So you can say, Lord, I receive by faith that which you have made available by grace. All right. Father, I pray over this communion now. I pray over this communion now that this thing cease to be just a substance, cease to be just chemical. I declare that it becomes the body and the blood of Jesus. And that everyone who takes this substance now, no matter the ailment, no matter the condition, no matter what the doctor said, we're going to have reversions of doctor's report right now. The Bible says, whose report shall you believe? Say, we shall believe the report of the Lord. I says, and unto whom shall the hand of the Lord be revealed? I declare therefore, for every man who believes, every woman who believes, the hand of the Lord is revealed to you in health, in vitality, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. All right, let's share it quickly, very quickly. Ah, ah, yeah. Ah, ah, oh, yeah, Baba, Bosh. Hit it! don't have it, let me see your hands. Pray the Holy Ghost. People upstairs already have it. They already have it. All right. We chant in the Holy Ghost. We say.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SLChurchNG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church.